With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Search and rescue efforts continuing in Texas, where floodwaters have claimed the lives of nearly 67 people, 21 of them children. Authorities are promising search teams will be on the job until all victims have been located. In the meantime, Texas leaders asking all Americans to pray for the families who have lost loved ones and prayers for those on the search and rescue teams as well. National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Runyon in Texas says the region is prone to flash flooding.
This region of the country is one of the leaders in flash flood fatalities due to the topography in this region. We have seen some cases like this of some high-impact catastrophic flooding. It's rare when it happens, but it's very high impact when it does.
President Trump willing to let some migrant laborers stay in the U.S. under certain circumstances. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president often boasts of implementing America's biggest deportation campaign, but over the past few weeks, he's suggested going easier on farm workers and those employed in the hotel and hospitality industry. On Thursday night in Iowa, the president said he was willing to let migrant laborers stay in the country if the farmers they work for will vouch for them. Farmers have complained to the administration that deporting workers will have a negative economic impact. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, several top aides to former President Joe Biden have now agreed to interview with the House Oversight Committee on Capitol Hill, all part of the probe of Biden's mental acuity while still in office. The committee has scheduled staff members, including Ron Klain, Mike Donilon, Bruce Reed, and Anita Dunn, set to appear in the coming weeks. This is SRN News. Well, the battle over transgenderism has gone to India.
The highest court in the state of Andhra Pradesh has ruled that men who are living as women are women when it comes to the application of the law. India is divided into 36 states, and Andhra Pradesh is the seventh largest. Homosexual activity is generally frowned upon in India, and gay marriage is not legal. But the country has a large LGBT activist community, and they hope to capitalize on this court decision to spread transgenderism nationwide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
University of Pennsylvania changing three female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman. The school says it will also apologize to the female athletes, saying they were disadvantaged by Thomas' participation on the women's swim team. Moves part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of the young women. This is SRN News. If you are at risk for hurricanes, forecasters say now's the time to get ready.
Forecasters are expecting another unusually busy season for the Atlantic, with predictions calling for 6 to 10 hurricanes, with up to half reaching major status. But emergency management officials say the stress can be reduced by preparing ahead of time. Preparations include tidying up outside your home to remove debris and items that might fly around in the event of a storm. And the experts say every family should have an emergency kit with supplies to meet their basic needs. Bob Agner reporting.
Investigations continuing into several 4th of July shootings across America. Indianapolis, two people gunned down. Shootings also reported in Philadelphia, Chicago, and Brockton, Massachusetts, where six people were hospitalized following an early morning fight Saturday, and a 70-year-old Massachusetts man dead after a fireworks accident. More details at srnnews.com.